Blog Talk Radio.
Cool. Hallelujah.
Abiyah, in the name of thy son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer, our soon coming King, Father, we thank you for the breath of life. We ask you that you forgive us for all our sins that we have committed, Father. We ask that you hear our prayer. Father, once again, thank you for giving us this time, this moment, and space, Father, Shabbat, to come before you, to learn from you, to just rest in you, Father. Father, we ask that you open up our minds and our hearts, our ears and our eyes to your word, Father, that you may reveal to us, your children, Israel, what it is that you want us to learn. Grow us in your manner, Father. Watch after us. Thank you for all your protections during the week, Father, your blessings during the week, Father, for bringing us through another week, allowing us to see you once again on the Shabbat. Father, we ask that you continue to watch after the little ones, hedge them up, Father, mind, body, and soul, all of Israel. Hedge up anybody who's on their way to worship you this day, Father, no matter where they are in this world, Father. Watch after all the sick and the elderly, Father, as our kins. Father, just continue to grow us and nurture us, Father, and reveal your word to us. In Yahushua's name, we thank you, give you praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, King of the universe, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who chooses the Torah, Moshe his servant, Israel his nation, and the prophets of truth and righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Kol Shiva, Israel. Shabbat Shalom, family. Hope everyone had a good week. Pray everybody had a wonderful week and they learned everything that Abba had to teach them this week, how to overcome those hurdles. You know, if you had a bad week, it's the Shabbat. It's our time to spend with our Father. So, today we're going to talk about, and this is sort of like a continuation of the eighth day teaching. Today we're going to talk about dedicating that altar or training that altar, because when you look at the word dedicate, that's what it means. It means to train, to narrow, or You know, like when you, it's no different than a person training for anything, especially because if you think about exercise, you train your body. And what it does, it gets smaller because it releases the fat. It gets rid of the excess. So more muscle is there, and the muscle and the muscle and the fat don't coexist. You know. So what we need to do in training our relationship and training this, because when you think about the altar, what came to my mind is where we go to commune with the Most High. So we have to literally train ourselves to avoid the blockages within communication with the Most High. You know, because we're going to look in the scriptures. There are times where Yahweh don't hear us because of things that we're doing. He don't want to hear our prayers, you know, because of our actions and the way we are functioning, the way we are. Numero uno, he said, what's the greatest command? Love Yahweh, all your heart, strength, your mind, might. But there's another one that is right there, number two. Love your brother as you love yourself. And a lot of times, you know, we obey the commands of the Most High, but we treat each other greasy, you know. So what happens is, because we are obeying the commands of the Most High, but now we're treating each other greasy, it blocks that communication. There's an issue. It's a disconnect. Because those two can't coexist, just like the muscle and the fat. When you exercise, you lose the fat because the muscle is now dominating. You know, your body needs some fat, but not all that fat. So as you're exercising, it gets rid of what it don't need, you know, which is causing you to be a lot more healthier, you know, and you have a better quality of life. But it's the same way with our interactions with one another. Sometimes there's a lot of quote-unquote fat there that we need to lose that will cause us to have blockages. And think about it. A lot of times, within the body itself, bigger people have blockages to your heart, which causes your heart to function in a way it ain't supposed to function. They have cholesterol. They have high blood pressure, which restricts the flow of the blood. A lot of times you find that in people who are bigger folks, out of shape, you know, such as myself. You know, so sometimes you have to lose that fat in order for you to function correctly, literally within your body. Well, it's the same way when we're dealing with the Most High, right? Now, this is, we don't have to turn there, but in 2 Chronicles, when we went through on the eighth day, the prayer went up from Solomon, and he was saying all these different prayers, and he was talking about Yahweh hearing us whenever these situations came about. Like if the enemies come get us, and we turn up and hear our prayer, this is that, hear our prayer, hear our prayer, hear our prayer. Well, we didn't read all the way down in chapter 7. Yahweh said, I heard you, Solomon. And all these things that you asked of me, I'm going to do. You know, as long as y'all stay straight, I'm going to hear your prayers. So, but he also said, you know, he don't want that blockage because Yahweh wants us to be always be in his right standings. The words say, I don't want nobody to perish. I want everybody to be with me. Eternal life is for everybody. But some people are just going to block themselves out of it because of opinions and how they're feeling and just downright not getting rid of certain things within themselves. You know? That's the truth of the matter. The other day, Danielle called me. And she started just wilding. She got on the phone. I said, hello? What about this? Yes, that's about this. Whoa, wait a minute. Hold up. What are you talking about? Will you talk to someone? I just answered this question. And it got to the point I said, see, this is what I'm talking about as far as conversations go. I can't have these types of conversations with you because you're coming off at me and they go to the left real quick. So let's not go there. You know, where in past I might have fed into that, but it took some training not to feed into that. It takes you to literally learn from your mistakes, because that's your training, you know. So after she did all that, this, that, and another, she hung up the phone. 10-15 minutes later, she called me back. We're laughing. You know, why? Because I didn't feed into and I didn't react how I used to react, because now I get it. It might have took me some time to get it, but now I get it, right? What if I would have reacted the same way? Now there's a blockage. She's not talking to me. I'm not speaking to her. Darius suffers. So we don't want no more suffering with nobody no more. Same way with the Most High. How do you feel when you know you're disconnected? Because there's times when you know you're disconnected. There's times you know that the Most High is just, boy, just stay over there till I calm down. We're going to get back together. But right now, I can't deal with you. Go in the corner, chill. You know, it's times when you feel that way. And it's the truth. Sometimes Yahweh don't look. If I deal with you, it's no different from your kids. Sometimes you gotta banish them out the room to keep from killing them. It's like, I don't want to deal with you in this manner right now. Go ahead, let me calm down. It's no different. He feels the same way about us. We frustrate the Most High sometimes, you know. And he deals with us like we would deal with our kids. Go sit in the room right now. So we're gonna look at a couple different instances. One, we, you know, it's stuff that we already know. In the book of John, chapter 3, verses 19 to 21. And this reads, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. So step one, we got to realize there's some stuff with us already. We love the darkness. We don't want to do the truth. We don't like the light. The light goes against everything that we are. So Yahweh is telling us to be something different than we are. And we can't stand it. Because we love the darkness. We love, your flesh wants to rail back and forth. Wants to go back and forth. Wants to prove that it's right. But Yahweh say, don't render railing for railing. Don't go back and forth. Be humble. That goes against our nature. But we have to train ourselves to do that, because this is what's required of us. When somebody is coming at you, you know, somebody coming at you, all like, oh, hey, man. It takes a lot to do that. And, you know, sometimes your flesh rises up. But as you do it more, the easier it becomes, you know. It says verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in the Most High, wrought in Yahweh. So we don't want to do this stuff. You know, it's when we went through the Maccabees, it talked about how is it that we eat these unclean foods that taste good to us, but because Yahweh said don't eat them, now we abstain from them, right? So we want to do an evil deed because Yahweh said, don't eat this unclean stuff. But the unclean stuff tastes good to us. But because Yahweh said it, now we're standing within the light. You know, a lot of people have issues. My brother said it. He said, hey, I found out I couldn't eat no crab no more. I went and got my last crab cake, and that was it. Right? You know, some people could just give it up like that. Some people have a harder time with it, you know. But you train yourself into doing it, you know. Everybody, you know, you go through certain stuff, and it's like you don't get off the pork chops right then and there because the pork chop tastes good. But eventually you wean yourself off of it because you have to train your body to do certain things. We're not just going to obey the command. He gave the command right then and there. But in order for us to obey the command, we have to practice obeying the command and practice obeying the command and practice obeying the command. We have to train ourselves to obey that command. Because, again, at the end of the day, we're all striving for that eighth day. And if we don't dedicate this altar, we're not going to make it. You know, we have to put the work in order to obey these commands. No matter what mama say, pastor say, this say, that. Yahweh has a plan for us. And if you want to be part of that plan and part of that city and part of this nation that he's building, we have to stick to his plan. We have to get on his project and do what he says. But again, it's something that we have to practice or train ourselves to do. You know? Any questions or comments so far? All right. First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7. And this reads, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And when you look up that word hindered, it means cut off, right? So, husbands, if you're not treating your wives right and you're wondering why the Most High ain't hearing you, there you go. Your prayers are being cut off. Why? Because you're not treating that spouse correctly. You're not giving her the honor. And specifically talking to the husbands, it's talking to the husbands. Right? Your prayers are the ones that's not going to be heard. Right? Because you're not giving honor to that wife. You're not dwelling with her according to knowledge. You know this woman going to blow up about certain stuff. Don't do it. You know? Don't push her buttons, as my son loves to say. Dad, they push my buttons. So I'm on my Sunday, your buttons. You decide if you blow up or not. You know, they could push the wrong, that'd be the right button and nothing happens. But they're your buttons. You get to decide that. But again, if you're not treating that woman correctly, your spouse correctly, your prayers are cut off. Now, on the other hand, the women have to act in a certain manner. They shouldn't have to, because it talks about a brawling woman. And how it's better for a man to sleep on the corner of the roof than live with a brawling woman. Don't nobody want to be going back and forth with you, everything can't be an issue on both ends. We have to dwell with each other according to now, so that way, let's say the husband, because this is a classic scenario. This is something you always say all the time. Husband just come home from work, right? He tired. Stuff not going home at the house right. You bring the stuff to the husband who's tired. He's already aggravated to him. He didn't get a chance to. And now this big argument ensued because nobody is taking into consideration the other person. So now the prayers are not being hindered. You're cut off right now because of the issues that's going on between husband and wife. Right then and there. How many times have you heard? That's a classic one. When all it takes is, baby, give me a half an hour, give me some time, let me relax, let me unwind, and then we'll take care of it. Or, wife knowing these things, look, I know you're tired. I know you're this, that, and another. I'm going to give you some time to yada, 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 and then I'll let you know what's going on with the house. You know? Nobody is not taking the other into consideration. And because that is happening, prayers, that line of communication with the Most High is being cut off. And we're not taking that into consideration. You know? That's what we're not taking into consideration when all this flesh is going on. When we got the flesh rolls up, we're not looking at what's happened to us spiritually. When we got all this fleshly stuff going on. Why? The words say, those who mind the things of the flesh, mind the things of the flesh. Those who mind the things of the spirit, mind the things of the spirit. So you're going to look at one or the other, you know, but they interact between one another, you know. So again, to keep those lines of communication open, husbands, well with your wives according to knowledge. Women, do the same. Play your parts between one another. Be there, help me. You know?
Amen.
Another one. First Samuel, chapter 15, verses 23 and 24. When he saw the husband and wife. 1 Samuel 15, verses 23 says, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the iniquity, is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of Yahweh, he has also rejected thee from being king. Now, if y'all remember what's going on, this is when Saul didn't listen, right? And the kingdom is now starting to be taken from him, right? Verse 24. Now listen what Saul say. And Saul, or Shaul, said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of Yahweh and your words and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. So, another hindrance, another way to disconnect yourself with the Most High, not listen to the leaders of the congregation that he has set before you, right? Samuel was a prophet for Saul. When Yahweh sends these priests, these prophets your way, they're there for your help. When you come to them and seek the word of the Most High from them, they're after Yahweh's heart. They don't want no malice for you. Because they want malice for you, that means they're going to bring malice upon their self. You know? We don't get unscathed in this. But again, if you're wondering why, Yahweh told a man to tell you to do this. you don't do it. And you're wondering why your prayers aren't being answered. Because you have now transgressed. See, why even word it that way, Shaul? Why say, I have transgressed the word of Yahweh and your words? Why? You know, there has to be an understanding that if you ask me for my opinion, I'll give you my opinion. But if you come into me about the word of Yahweh, I can't give you my opinion. I got to give you the word of Yahweh. Right? Now, if you ask me, well, is that green? Look green to me. But if Yahweh said it's this, that, and another, then that's what it is. You understand what I'm saying? So when you, if you transgress that, then now you're cutting yourself short. Because if you look at the next verse, 1 Samuel chapter 16, going down to verse 14. It says, but the spirit of Yahweh departed from Shaul, and the evil spirit from Yahweh troubled him, all because he transgressed. He went further. He did not listen to Samuel. Bad things come upon people when you have... He did not appoint anybody in these positions, whether it be in this book, whether it be any of us up here, for your detriment. You know, it's, we're not here to hurt you. Sometimes Abba gives us things to say that we don't want to say. You know, we don't want to say it, but it has to be said. A lot of times you're going to hear stuff that you don't want to hear, but you have to hear it because it's for your good. You know? Sweet to the mouth, bitter to the belly, the word says. But you have to eat the whole scroll. You got to take the whole thing. You got to. You know, especially when you stand in the stead up here. You know, I done told y'all before about the stuff that happened with me because I did not want to do what Abba say do, and I put it off. And I put it off. You know, you don't get unscathed from that. You get punished for that. Because now you're being disobedient to Yahweh. And he got to tap his kids. Right?
Amen.
So again, another way that you disconnect from the Most High. That will cause a blockage within the lines of communication. Not listening to the leadership. Right? Any questions so far? Comments? All right. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 9. Ephesians 6, 1 through 9. And it reads, children, obey your parents in the Most High, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and the admonition of the master. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Messiah. Not with eye service, as men pleases, but as the servants of Messiah, doing the will of Yah from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the master, and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the master, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. So, children, do what mommy and daddy say. They are there for your benefit. But also, when he's talking about children and the fathers, we are the fathers. Y'all are the kids. You understand what I'm saying? I begot you by this word. That's what the word says. Right? But also, if you own a business, treat the people that work for you correctly. You know? And people who, and you who have, you who work for somebody, give your employer the proper respect. It's a play fair with one another. He says, your boss asks you to do something, don't give him no eye serves, no lip, this, all that. No, give him the respect that's due as your supervisor, as your boss, as the guy who's paying you. And employer, show the people who's working for you proper respect. God, they're earning a wage for you also. They're helping you live. You know? It's a back and forth thing. Why? Because Yahweh said, I'm seeing all this. I'm seeing how employees and employers are interacting with one another. You know? You're not supposed to be cracking the whip or like, yeah, but rah! No, you're not supposed to be doing that. You're not supposed to treat your employees like that. You know? And people who are employed, you ain't supposed to be talking trash about your boss behind their back. You know, they're providing for you, and you're providing for them. So y'all on equal ground, so to speak, but give them the honor that they're due. They'll give you the honor that you're due. That's how that thing's supposed to work. Mm-hmm. Why? If you wonder because people pray for businesses all the time. All the time. You want your businesses to be blessed, and you treating your employees bad. Guess what? Blockage. Mm-hmm. That's right. You going to treat your people good? Okay. You know? So all these things cause blockages within the communication line with Yahweh. He don't want us to be treating each other. We cannot be barbaric with one another. We can't. We're not supposed to take advantage of one another. We're supposed to. We're not supposed to be manipulative. We're not supposed, but this that we got going on in the world ain't supposed to be happening. And they wondering why, where's God? Where's God? I don't want to hear you. Look how y'all treating one another. For what? What I want to hear you for? Why I want to hear all this stuff, this, that, when I know as soon as you get what you want, you're going right back to that. I don't want to hear that. Save it. Save it for somebody else. I'm not a respecter of persons. Just because you got a little bit more of you that you think you, no, you're no more special than me than that homeless man. You know? It don't work that way. It don't function that way. And Abba don't want to hear none of that stuff from out of us. Right? Any questions or comments? Colossians chapter 3, verse 18 to 20. You ain't got to go there, but it just echoes that same sentiment. And gives what we just read. It. Let's just read it. Let's go there. Colossians chapter 3. Uh, 18 through 25. And it reads, wives, submit yourself unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the master. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for for this is well-pleasing unto the masters. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing the Elohim. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the master, and not unto men, knowing that of the master ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the master, Messiah. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. So he echoes that same sentiment. You want to be fitting, you want to be pleasing to Yahweh, play your part. Husbands, love your wives. They make you upset, fine, be upset, but don't be bitter against them. Don't let you get over that anger. Don't hold on to it. Wives, do the same thing. Husband make you upset, don't be bitter against your husband. You know, we like to say petty nowadays. Don't be petty, you know, because you get a lot of that going on when your feelings are involved, you know. Same thing. Children, fathers, servants, masters. Don't be petty with one another. Because whenever we get petty with one another, our lines of communication with the Most High is blocked. He don't want to hear it. No? Any questions or comments? All right, last verse. Matthew chapter 5, verses 16 through 48. And this reads, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to his brother, Raka, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hellfire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there rememberest that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar, and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Clear that blockage up first, so we can talk. Then you can offer to me. Because you have that heavy heart. Somebody got an issue with you. I'm not hearing it. You know, the words say, live peaceably with everybody if you can. You know, work on those issues. I don't want to say sometimes you have to agree to disagree, but sometimes a problem isn't solved right then and there. And you have to revisit it at a later date, you know, You don't have to agree to disagree, but you can't fix everything right now. You know, some issues take time. You know, some issues take a little bit longer. It takes longer to build a car than it do a tricycle, even though they are both modes of transportation. You know, some problems are a little more complicated than others, and it takes longer. So you don't have to agree to disagree, but let's revisit it, because anytime you can't be phony with y'all, you know. He knows there's an issue in what's dwelling within your heart. I'm searching the insides. I know what you're harboring. I know the feelings that's deep down here. You understand what I'm saying? So sometimes you have a reoccurring problem. Why? Because I'm revisiting this. You know? I'm revisiting this. So I need this done, because maybe you didn't get it that time. All right, fine. I'm going to show it to you again. I'm going to show it to you again. Work on it. Each time it should be less and less and less until eventually problem solved. You know? But again, that's the work that we have to do. We have to train this altar. Yes, sir.
Based on what you just explained, we're looking at the past. Mm-hmm. Leave there, and I get before the altar and go my way. First, be reconciled to thy brother.
Uh-huh.
And then come and offer thy gift. So if by chance there is an issue, that is an issue that may take some time to work
through,
when we go to that brother or go to that sister, are we then reconciled if the issue still is?
If the issue is still there, I would say you're not reconciled, because the issue is still there. But you did your part to go, and you did your part to go to your brother and try to make amends to him. You know, Yahweh said this: I gave you divorce because of the hardness of your heart. Sometimes we have a hard heart, and it takes longer to crack and mold that heart. Some people want to hold on to things that they really shouldn't. But you have to do your part as a brother and go to that brother, make him aware. Because the steps is, first, go to that brother. Make him aware of the issue between y'all two. Then he says, if he don't hear you, all right? So right now, you're still not reconciled because he ain't hearing you. Take a witness, one or two. If he don't hear them, take them in front of their council. If he don't hear them, treat him like a publican, the word says. Because sometimes people are going to want to hold on to stuff. You know, they want to. But you, as his brother or as his sister, it's your job to, hey, look, to try to make amends. You know, try to make amends.
Make amends.
In your mind, you know, you're going to see, and right, you're right. Because in your mind, things are reconciled. You know, I came to you and I'm doing my best to make this right. But you don't want to hear me. So I can't do anything else. My hands are tied. You know, I want to be right with you, but you don't want to be right with me. You know? So you did your part. Now, I'm going to have to do his part to soften your heart and let Abba soften your heart. Better yet, you soften your heart so Abba won't have to soften your heart. You know? Because here's a way of pulling stuff out of you that you really ain't going to like. You know? Yes, sir.
So in that situation, so long as the person does what they need to do to make amends, is that good to return and offer them?
Yes. Yes, sir.
If that person chooses not to accept, even if there is a deep-rooted issue, if that person chooses not to accept the apology or whatever it is that the person did to make amends,
That's right.
All we can do whenever we do a wrong to somebody is to apologize. Now, in an issue with, and I'm just using this as an example, let's say prophecy is bad. We can replace the prophecy, you know, but we can't change how that person receives what we do.
Right. You know? That's right. We have to do our part, you know, and then the prayer is that, you know, because you came to them, that they, oh, man, I'm really sorry about this, that they will see and, you know, I forgive you. And now both of y'all can go forward. But if a person don't accept the apology, there's nothing you can do about that. There's, for whatever reason they're feeling that way, that is something that they're going to have to work out within themselves with the Most High's help, right? Go to Yahweh and find out why you don't accept somebody's apology or this, that, and that. Why you feel as though they're not sincere or why you... Look, that's something that most of the time when people do stuff like that, they've been doing that for quite some time. You know, that ain't something that just happened overnight, that you build up this wall just overnight. That's something that is a practice and learned behavior, you know, which takes time to build, you know. So I don't believe him. I don't do this, that, and that. Well, why don't you believe him? What's the point? What has he wronged you before? No, this is the first time. Well, you got all that from the first time? That's some other stuff that you need to work out within you. You know? We all have our issues, but the thing is, I would say work on them so there'd be no hindrance. You know? When you, I mean, thank you. Marriage is a job. Marriage is a job. That's constant work. You know? Yeah. That's right. In order to make it right. You know, but I use marriage because that is, yes, it's right there. Can't get away from it. You know? So it's something, that's why I say, dwell with them according to knowledge. You know, dwell with everybody according to knowledge because you know the pet peeves of people. You know? If a person, if you have any type of communication with them, you're going to learn, and you're going to keep on learning and keep on learning. You know, it was. I'll save that one, but
got a passage coming through.
Yes, sir. Which? Okay.
I had a passage. Just to add, because recently it was one of the questions. One thing with people, and I don't know what's it, I don't understand why people do that. So I do understand why. But, you know, the question about believing, being in this way of life for some time and being a part of this conversation for some time. People come, see it, people go. It's like, for lack of a better way of saying it, it's the nature of the business.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can't please all the people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? One of the things I believe that I can attest to, since I have been a member of that Yahweh, is that, and I would go as far as saying all the people that left because of personal issues, you know? To my knowledge, I don't know about anybody that left because there was a doctrinal difference. And if there has been, I'm just not aware of it. But those that I am aware of, from my understanding or lack thereof, it was a personal issue, you know. And I think a lot of times what we do, I think we put too much on people that we're not even willing to bear ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know. And what I mean by that is, we want forgiveness from the sin. We want to be able to cut up, do what we do, and have the Creator forgive us. But if somebody does something wrong to us, we're not as willing to forgive that person
for
the wrong they do to us. But we desire to lead, my personal response would be to talk about the issue first, you know, before you just up and do that. You know? If a person chooses to leave, my suggestion, if there's nothing I can do to change that decision, or, you know, give them some advice about another way to go. But if you do leave, don't leave and just be floating out there and not have a home. Go somewhere, you know. Go down the hall. Go around the corner. Talk the road. But go somewhere. And don't become, you know, these stay-at-home Israelites who just stand in YouTube and Facebook, et cetera, trying to find things. No, I believe that even Brother Mikhail, Brother Johnson, David Johnson, if you're there, at least you're somewhere where you have a systematic teaching going forward, that you're going to get some firm, build on a firm foundation. Don't just even, don't go anywhere. You know what I'm saying? But the passage that I had, I'm going to read that one first, then I'm going to read the passage that Shabbat Austin. The passage that I was looking at as you were talking is in telephone relations, which we read before. Starting at chapter 6 of verses. It says, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. But then he goes on to say, bear ye one another's burden. What we're supposed to, as human beings, one thing that we're supposed to understand, we all go through similar things. We may not go through the exact same situation, but we all experience the exact same emotions. Different events cause emotions to trigger each of us differently, but nevertheless, it's still the same. So when we start, and I, you know, piggyback on something that we learned years ago, we rabbi taught us. You want to learn how to deal with people. Start with yourself. Be honest about who you are as an individual. And that will help you better deal with everybody else, because we all human. We all suffer, and we all plagued with human nature. You know what I'm saying? We all striving to overcome our human nature. Everything that you're talking about, you know, as far as that blockage. In a nutshell, it's human nature. Human nature is the blockage. The sooner we can put that human nature to the side, the sooner we can have a better and a fruitful relationship with the
community. That's right.
You know, that the passage that Shabbat Austin is coming from Romans, chapter 12, starting in verse 14. Give me a second. I just want to make sure.
Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much liveth in you, lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith Yahweh. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing so, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And we was going to read to that, and when we kept on going down, because I was actually going to ask you about that passage, Galatians 6:1. You know? But let's keep on reading what Yahushua said back in Matthew chapter 5, because all that ties in. You know, all that ties in with everything he's saying, everything we just read. Matthew 5, verse 25. Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Cool. Agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the utmost farthing. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already with her, already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into Hades, hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should cast in hell. It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Again, you have heard that it has been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shalt perform unto Yahweh thine oaths. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is Yahweh's throne, for it's Elohim's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy head, because thou cannot make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him too. Give him that asketh thee, and from him that will borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor, and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do the same? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. So again, as the brother said, we have to change our whole nature with this walk. If we want to see Abba Yah on that eighth day, we have to change us. We have to train ourselves to be like this. Because again, pray for those that despitefully use you. You ain't doing that tomorrow. But as you grow and you keep on going, it becomes, you got to put it into practice. Bless those that curse you. You ain't doing that tomorrow. But as you keep on growing, it becomes easier. You know? So any questions or comments about anything?
just to add to what you said.
Yes, sir.
And I understand what you mean when you say you're not doing it tomorrow. But as soon as that information is taught to you, you're supposed to start trying to stop it. You're supposed to start practicing.
Yes.
You know, you're right. We're not going to perfect it. We're not going to perfect it tomorrow.
Right.
But starting right now today, start practicing it.
That's right.
You know, don't wait until I feel like I'm ready to do it, because you're never going to be ready to do it.
No, you hate. You hate, like we said, like we read earlier, we love the darkness. We hate, we love to do evil. We love to do evil. So you're right, we're never going to be, curse me, railing right back at him. No. Start changing your ways now, as the brother said. You know? Any other comments or questions?
We'll
be over. All right. So, Israel.
Blessed be you, Yahweh, King of the universe, Prophet of all eternities, righteous in all generations, the trustworthy mighty one, who says and does, who speaks and fulfills, all of whose words are true and righteous. Trustworthy are you, Yahweh, our mighty one, and trustworthy are your words. Not one of your words is turned back to its origin unfulfilled, for you are mighty one, trustworthy and compassionate King. Blessed be you, Yahweh, the mighty one, who is trustworthy in all his words. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, will you mind closing us out, please?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Beshem Yahushua HaMashiach. Gracious and merciful Father, in the name of your Son, we thank you for the word of wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you have brought forth this day. To your servant, our brother, Deoah, may you continue to uplift his heart, his mind, lead him and guide him on the narrow and the straight path of righteousness. Prepare his heart to receive your spirit, that he may continue to teach throughout the course of this day. Heavenly Father, on behalf of those who are present, those who are listening, those who are gathered together throughout the four corners of this world, in honor of your holy Sabbath, we pray that your blessing be upon each and every one of us, that your grace and mercy be extended to us all, that you forgive us for the sin we commit against you, willingly and unwillingly, and that you strengthen us all by your spirit, to remain obedient to your voice and submissive to your will, not going straight to the right or to the left, Heavenly Father, but maintaining the path that you have set us on. In the name of your Son, Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King, we pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. goodness.